Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, the founder of Teaching Online Business, where we help coaches, consultants, and experts grow and scale their business. Today, I want to share a story with you, and this relates to some of the moves that we're making at Teaching Online Business. We are still focusing on coaches, experts, consultants, so don't worry about that. But we're also going to get into the e-learning. We're going to be teaching, me personally, SEO. Now, if you don't know my story, I started in SEO. SEO changed my life. And if you're a coach, consultant, expert, you may not even know what that means. But SEO is search engine optimization, and really it boils down to being able to put keywords on the first page of Google. I have did SEO all my life. Before Teaching Online Business, I had started Hell Web Development, and this was back in 2012, but years prior to that, I was doing SEO. I was learning. I was in trenches. I remember I was working two jobs. I was working at Giovanni's, and I was working, I believe, in McDonald's at the time. And that was tough. It really was tough because as a family, it's tough to be able to make a living on that type of money. And I'm not downplaying, I'm not talking about other people that work there. I want to be clear about that because I've been there. I would never downgrade for somebody going out there and working, but it's just the truth. Everything in life is more expensive today than it was yesterday. I mean, it just keeps going, and wages, they've been a little bit better, but they're still very, very low, and it's hard to make a living, and I knew that. And back in 2009, 2008, somewhere along that line, that's when I bought a computer. And before that, I didn't have a computer. I just didn't have, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 to shell out. And I started in SEO. And I remember I was clicking. I was so interested in making money, I would have did anything for it. Now, not bad things, but I'll give you a good example of this. When I first started online, I was focused on finding out different ways I could make money. This was all new to me. So I'm going around, and next thing you know, I can click on ads and get paid for it. I can watch ads and get paid for it. Now, I would never recommend that you do that, but back then, it was worth my time because I could make an extra $20, $30, $40. I mean, that was food. That was more money than I was making, and I didn't care to. Now, looking back, I wish I'd had somebody, you know, with my level of experience now, to tell me, hey, don't do that. There's much better ways to make money online. But I learned the hard way. I did. Because I did a ton of things for money online surveys. There's a website, and I even think it's still around, called Fixya.com. I studied mechanics, working on cars. I knew a little bit, but I would study. And I would use Google when people would ask a question, and they'd pay $20, $30, $40, $50 for you to answer their question and then get a solution. So when people would ask, I'd go, I'd learn about it, I'd look it up on Google, find a good answer, and then I'd go back, I'd tell them that answer, it'd work, and I'd get paid. It was awesome, and I remember getting paid $300, $400, $500, $600 a month. And for me, you know, that was like 3 weeks of working at Giovanni's. And I was so excited, but things change, and that little side hustle eventually led to me finding a platform called HubPages. Now, some of you may have heard that HubPages is very, very popular. But when I discovered HubPages, We got paid to write. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. I can actually make money doing something that I really like. I've always been a writer. I've always been kind of like a natural talent, but I love doing it. So yeah, I'm invested. I am going to do this, and I'm writing articles. And you know, in the beginning, it's making 20 bucks a month, 30 bucks a month. Then next thing, it was 100, 200, 300. And within a year, I replaced my income at the pizza place and half of my income at McDonald's. So I was able to quit McDonald's. And that kind of led me into SEO. Now, this subdomain that I built, when I started learning about SEO and keywords, I'm like, okay, every keyword, for those of you that really don't know much about SEO, every keyword has a specific amount of searches it gets. Like sex, it's like 550 million searches a month. So sex would be a good topic because there's a lot of traffic. And that's the thing with SEO. Something else that I discovered was tattoos. I've always been interested in history, symbolisms, and that kind of got me into tattoos. But when I was looking up tattoos to see how many times people were searching for it, I was amazed. People were like tens of millions of people every month looking for tattoos. And that's when I knew I had a winner. I said, I'm going to write about tattoos because there's a bunch of people, you know, looking for it. I'm getting paid. The more people I can send to this subdomain, these pages, these articles I'm writing, the more money I'm going to make. And eventually, I was working from home. People noticed this because even to this day, I think my subdomain is a top five, one of the top five best performing at HubPages. Maybe it's top 10 now. But I haven't touched it in years, and it still generates income for me. Those extra revenue streams are always important. But it was SEO that changed my life. And looking back, it's something that I've been doing for so long. I felt it made sense for me to start teaching other people how to do SEO. Because here's the hard facts. Here's the truth. Over the course of my career, SEO that I did for myself and my clients has generated now over $70 million in sales. Now, we've used other things with the coaching consultant, that side of the business. But SEO alone, and I'm not including paid traffic, because we always track this in analytics. We're able to track how much money we're making from social media, how much money we're making from SEO, how much money we're making from paid traffic. You know, we can track these things. Over $70 million in sales. And let me tell you, this is growing by millions of dollars each year. Our clients are super, super successful. So that got me thinking, like, I should have been doing this 5 years ago, but we are launching an SEO masterclass, and it's going to be at a great price when we do our launch. So any of you that are interested in learning SEO and you want to master it and you want to use SEO to grow your business, or you may be listening, maybe you're stuck at home, maybe you lost your job. And maybe you can follow the path that I did by using SEO to make a living. It's hard to believe that was 12 years ago. And every year I've progressed more and more and more as I've added my skill set, being around the right environment. I talk a lot about this on the podcast, but definitely in our inner circle, we are always talking about environment. Mindset. Those things are important because a lot of people don't think they can do it. A lot of people don't realize just how good they are. But we are launching an SEO masterclass. It will be available sometime later this month. and we'll keep doing some podcasts about it, because this is brand new, and just it's not going to take away from our other business. We are still going to help coaches, consultants, and experts, but we're just adding. I have some amazing people coming on board to help me, and this program is getting bigger, better. And again, for those of you that are coaches, consultants, experts, and you want to grow your business, you head over to teachingonlinebusiness.com. Contact us. Fill out your application. That's all you have to do. Look, we can just have a conversation. You would be amazed by just how many conversations we've had with experts, and they don't even come on board. I know, it's expensive. I'm always up front. It costs $5,000 to be in our program, but it's worth every penny. People are going out, and they're times 100, times 200, the ROI. They've made literally millions of dollars, and it's really based on the foundational elements that we've taught them. We've taught them our processes and different things like that. But you can go over there, and we give people clarity on this phone call. And when you have clarity and you know exactly what you need to do, it is a big deal. And sometimes we're so focused in our skill sets, we're so focused looking forward, we don't realize exactly what's going on. And a lot of things are overlooked. And a simple conversation, a simple 30-minute conversation, changes lives too. So if you are a coach, consultant, expert listening to this and you're tired of being stuck where you are, come over. Let's have a conversation. Maybe we can help you get to the next level. Now, for this SEO masterclass, some of you may be wondering, why is SEO so important? I want you to think about this. Every channel is important. And I know from experience, we're using social media. We're using paid traffic. We do this a lot in our consultant program. We never use SEO because SEO is a different skill set. SEO takes a little bit of time. But when you master this skill, it's worth millions of dollars. Now, you can say the same for paid ads, copywriting. You can say the same thing. It's skill sets that are worth millions of dollars. But I know sometimes we get messages from people listening to our podcast that are not coaches and consultant experts. They're interested in starting their own business, or they're interested in making money online. And I've got so many emails lately and so many messages on social media and different things like that. And I appreciate that. Y'all are always welcome to contact us, and we do get back in touch with everybody. It could be a few days because we do get a lot of messages. But to my point, we do a lot on the SEO side of things, and SEO changed my life. I have that personal connection. I know how powerful it can be. And when you're able to leave that 9-to-5 job, man, it's so empowering. And it's such an amazing feeling. Like, I still remember how that felt. And I've been doing this ever since. I could never go back to a 9-to-5. I could never do that. But I don't want to either. So for those of you that would like to learn SEO, for those of you that would like to start your own business and start an SEO agency or marketing, I don't care how much experience you have right now, whether that's SEO experience or business experience, you don't need it, because this SEO masterclass is going to teach you everything that you need to know. So for now, pay attention to the podcast. You can also go over to Facebook and you can look for Ricky Hell Page. Terrible name, but that is one of our Facebook pages. But you can also go to Teaching Online Business Facebook page. And we are going to launch a free group, But we're also going to have a private student group for the SEO masterclass. But there's going to be a lot of value in this free group too. And I'll share that with you guys and girls. And we're going to do a lot of cool things. I mean, this is going to be an amazing experience because SEO has always been a passion of mine. And I'm glad that this is not going to hurt the other side of the business because I'm bringing people in to handle that while I focus on this masterclass for a little bit and helping people. It's just that time. There's so many people out of work right now. So many people that need help that I feel this is my way of, you know, helping out. Because people are in a scenario where they need to learn how to make money quick. They need to start generating income, and SEO is one of those things. So we're going to have it where you can come in this SEO masterclass, and if you follow the blueprint, if you follow the process, you could be making money within 30 days easily. You could be making $1,000 a client and even more. And again, we'll talk more about it, but I just kind of wanted to share my experience and where I came from, because SEO was what changed it all. SEO changed my life. And I'm thankful for that path. And how can I leave a skill set behind that completely changed my life? And I should have did this many years ago, but that's fine. Now is the time. I feel now is the time, and everything's came in place for me to be able to launch this SEO masterclass. So I hope this excites some of you. Again, if you have a friend that's kind of down on their luck right now, if they have a struggle in business, make sure you share this podcast. We always appreciate that. And this is one of those podcasts. Usually we have actionable advice that you can implement every time in your business. This is not one of those podcasts. I'm sorry for that. But I promise you, every single one of the other podcasts has actionable advice, tips. Take notes. You can put it right into your business and it start working. But I just kind of wanted to share my backstory and kind of how important SEO was. And I know SEO can change your life too. And even for you coaches and consultants and experts out there, SEO is a channel. SEO is a channel that can bring you more clients. So don't just throw it away. This masterclass is going to be super, super affordable at the launch. It's probably going to be around $297, I would think. But it will go up to $997 because we're going to be doing Q&A's every week. So you're going to be on live with me, and I'm going to be there to answer any questions, to walk you through step by step by step. The support inside is going to be amazing. But again, just pay attention to it. You can follow us on Facebook, Teaching Online Business, or Ricky Hale Page. Again, terrible name. I don't know why they did it. We need to change that. But you can also go to teachingonlinebusiness.com and you can find us there. As always, thank you for taking the time to be here. Appreciate you taking the time to listen to my story. Hopefully it motivates you to at least think about how SEO can help you grow your business or how SEO can help you change your life. I'll see you on the next one.